हरे कृष्णा, वेन वी रिजेंट अदर्स वी ड्रिंक पॉइजन एंड एक्सपेक्ट इट टू मेक देम सफर. ऑफन इन लाइफ पीपल हर्ट अस एंड हर्ट अस टेरिबली एट टाइम्स. एट दैट टाइम अ नेचुरल ह्यूमन रिएक्शन इज दैट वी बिकम रिजेंटफुल. व्हाई डिड दिस पर्सन डू दिस टू मी? हाउ कुड दे हैव बीन सो अनफेयर? हाउ कुड दे हैव बीन सो क्रूएल? हाउ कुड दे हैव डन लाइक दिस? And if we see that they are just happily going on with their life, that makes us all the more resentful. And then we may start going into revenge fantasies. I'll do like this, I'll do like that, I'll do like that. And as we start boiling and seething with anger about what has happened and what they have done, essentially what are we doing? All that negativity is actually eating us up. Now, we may or may not get an opportunity in future to get back at them. But irrespective of whether we get or don't get back at them, what has happened is, actually we have got back at ourselves. We are hurting ourselves by having all those negative thoughts. We are hurting ourselves emotionally, because negative thoughts, they choke us, they paralyze us. Even if sometimes by negative thoughts, people become energized to take revenge, but still that's not at all a joyful state. It's like people believe that only after I will take revenge, then I can have some chance of happiness. But what happens is, unfortunately, that resentment becomes a habit. And because we are always resentful, and even if we are able to get back at them, even if we are able to make them suffer, still after that, the mind, which has become habituated to resentment, will find something else to become resentful about. And thus, we will still be stuck with that negative attitude. Now, the Kurukshetra war was fought after the Pandavas had been subjected to terrible atrocities. And they had been dispossessed, they had been attempted to be burnt alive, their wife had been publicly dishonored. And the Pandavas had every reason to be furious against the Kauravas. And it required assertive action, and Krishna endorsed assertive action. But still Krishna tells Arjuna, when he asks him to take assertive action, he says, don't be inimical towards them. In 11.55, he states that, mat karma krun mat paramo mat bhakta sanga varjita nirvairah sarva bhuteshu yah samameti pandava. So he says, how will you come to me, Arjuna? You work for me, mat karma krun, mat paramo, make me your ultimate goal, mattah, be my devotee, sanga varjitaha, be freed from materialistic association, and most important for us, nirvairah sarva bhuteshu, be non-inimical towards all living beings. Now, all living beings, this is a non-inclusive statement, there's no exception, all living beings. That means even the living beings who are there on the opposite side in the army, don't be actuated by resentment or animosity towards them. Yes, they have done wrong, and because oh Arjuna, you are a martial guardian of society, you are a kshatriya, you have to correct them. But do that as a duty. Don't do that as a personal vendetta. And in this way, the consciousness will not get infected by negativity. And then Krishna says, if you are doing it with a mood of detached devotional dutifulness, then you will come to me. Yah samameti pandava. Such people will come to me. So, sometimes some people may commit such terrible wrongdoings that they may not be forgivable. That for their own well-being, for others' well-being, they may need to be punished. So, we may at an external level, depending on time, place, circumstance, decide whether to take action against them or just let the history be, let it be just history, let the dead past bury its dead. We may decide that practically. But more important is that internally, we stay focused on Krishna and our service to Krishna. And in that way, we will not hurt ourselves. Otherwise, resentment means in the hope of hurting them, we hurt ourselves. So they have hurt us once or twice in big ways, but we hurt ourselves far longer, and in the long run, in a far more damaging way. And we can avoid that when we have the positive focus of bhakti. When we understand our life is not meant to get back at others, our life is meant to get back to Krishna. We are meant to be united with Krishna. Then we have a higher purpose which helps us to see the events of this world in context and respond appropriately to them. Thank you. Hare Krishna.